The hundreds of people who lined Madison's Capitol Square in the rain pretty much succeeded in drowning out the 2 hours of speeches by members of the National Socialist Movement. One of that group's messages was that it plans to act more like a political party and run candidates for office in several states, possibly including Wisconsin, as well as for president and vice president in 2008. Taylor Bowles is a paralegal who lives in Virginia and is a member of the NSM. He says the group wants to tap into what it calls a large amount of hidden anger among many white people in the U.S.
The white grandmother that can't walk down the street without getting mugged by non-whites just to go get a little money out of the bank. The white worker who doesn't get a raise at work or a promotion because of affirmative action and racial quotas.
Standing in the crowd of counter-protesters and wearing a yellow hard hat was David Poklinkowski. He says the country can do without any candidates supported by Nazi or other white supremacist groups.
The politicians that we're seeing in Washington are creating a climate that's pretty difficult for the working class as it is. And when you have organizations like this out there, they're really designed to further divide us.
Another counter-demonstrator said the anti-immigrant message being pushed by this Nazi group is a logical extension of what he called a growing anti-immigrant sentiment among some lawmakers in Washington. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.